Om sahana bhavatu, sahana bhunaktu, saha viryam karavavahai, tejasvinavatitamastu mavidvishavahai. Om shanti shanti shanti.
Okay. Welcome back, everybody. You haven't been together for a while, right?
It seems like a really long time for me.
Yeah.
I've been in
Russian
class.
Yeah. Next week we won't have class. We will have Saturday class, though. We won't have Friday class because of the Thanksgiving.
And the next week Swami TV is going to be here doing a retreat. Are you going to go to that?
You know what? It would be good for me if we don't have class that week too.
For the next two Fridays.
Fridays, because I'm supposed to go to a seminar on that day. I could either go to that seminar or the Friday after, but I'd rather go to that seminar.
That would be great, because then if we go to the retreat...
Yeah, then there's no conflict, so we won't have class the next two Fridays.
Okay.
And hopefully we'll finish this up today, and so you can do review, and then we're going to start on the perfect.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so give you a chance to...
I intend to do the sentences.
What?
I intend to do the sentences. I just don't have any done for today, but...
Well, that's all right. You can follow.
Yeah.
Guess Kiki can do all of them.
I pretty much did the last three, pretty much parsed the last three sentences all the way. The first two are kind of sketchy for me.
Okay.
So maybe Kiki
can start.
I can start. Yeah.
Can you start? Well, actually, maybe the first one I can start on. The second one I definitely can't do.
Okay.
If you've got the second one, then if you want me to start.
You can do whatever.
We'll just muddle our way through.
Okay.
No problem.
All right. So do you want me to start?
Sure.
Okay. Chinati samshayam shastre vidusham sukti
visvada.
And then we got a second part. Should I read the second part too? Okay. Chetayat. Oh, we got a lot of sun here. Chetayati asti darabihi vidvisham kusham mastakam cha saha. Alright, so chinati is from chid, present third person singular, cuts. And samshayam is doubt or difficulty.
It's doubt.
Doubt, okay.
Doubt is good in this context.
And shastre is shastre, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's a shastra. It's in, on, or at shastra or precept. Vidusham. That I didn't really get to. Is that from vid?
Vidvan. And the va takes on prakarana.
Yes,
the vidush is the root for the weak. From vidvan. So vidusham is in the genitive plural.
Vidusham is said with vine man.
Yeah, it's a form of vidvan.
Vidvan.
Yes, vidush. So were they a vidusha? Vidusha?
Yeah, they said
vidusham. Vidvas, I meant. Vidvas, not vid. Vidvan is the nominative singular.
It's vidvas.
Yeah,
okay.
Vidvas.
All right. I didn't know that.
Yeah, vidvan is the nominative singular of vidvas, and vidush is the weak. It's the weak termination.
Okay.
The weak termination.
And it's genitive plural, right?
Right.
Okay. And it means knowledge.
Wise person.
Wise person.
Uh huh. Grown as wisdom. The wise person. Wise man.
The wise.
Okay.
Or vidvan, but vidusham is the genitive. Vidusham is the genitive. From vidvas is the substantive. Vidvan, like shreyan, is the nominative singular. of the substantive vidvas. Vidush, it's a three-stemmed noun. Do you remember those? One-stem, two-stem, three-stem, so three-stem. You take some preparing where the va becomes
right.
Ooh.
Oh, mm-hmm. I see. So it's actually the genitive.
Genitive plural.
Alright, and then suk-tibihi is good words for speech. Is that right?
Correct speech.
Correct speech.
That comes from, sorry, vach becomes uch plus su, such becomes ka plus ti, sukti.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Take some prasang. I mean, just to go into the etymology.
Yeah.
So su
right.
plus uch.
It's oh, that's
a
long. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that was his well-spoken, or mm-hmm. you know, wise. So the wise words are the correct words.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And it's the instrumental plural, feminine.
Mm-hmm.
And then what is? I don't know what saga is.
That you should know. That's an indeclinable, and it means always.
Okay.
Find
that.
So just memorize that Sada means always.
Okay.
Where did you find the meaning for sunshine?
Doubt.
So for something here, but
I might have found it in my dictionary.
Okay.
But let me tell you something. This word sunshine is, we use it in Vedanta all the time.
No, I knew the meaning, but I actually tried
you couldn't
to
find the word.
I couldn't find it either. I tried to parse this one as well.
I think I found it in my little dictionary, I'm pretty sure.
All right. When I teach you how to use the dictionary, remind me to do samshaya. Because the reason you couldn't, there's a reason you couldn't find it. Okay?
Okay.
We have to talk about that.
Okay. I know it's tricky when you have something that begins with a sum. Or was that like Sara?
Anuswara.
Yeah. It's hard to find it.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I didn't really get a translation for this first part, but it's, let's see, so it's saying that the correct or the good words or the correct speech of the wise people,
by the correct speech of the
correct speech of wise people. Doubt.
He's the wisdom, right?
By the wisdom of wise people.
Correct, good words or speech or correct exposition. They're talking because of the vidvans. It's the correct exposition. Like if you have a doubt in the Shastra, you would go to a wise person who would give you a kind of a correct exposition, explanation.
All right. is it going to be that the subject of these two comes in the next one? I don't see, what is the subject of this sentence? Is it?
In this case, it's just in the verb itself.
Okay.
There is no subject.
Oh, okay. So basically, the good speech of the wise people.
By the good speech.
By the good speech of wise people. In the Shastra.
Chinati samshyam shastra.
Okay, so cuts the doubt. He cuts the doubt in the Shastra.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then he removes.
He removes the doubt.
A doubt in the Shastra by.
By the wise.
By means of. Right?
I mean, yeah, by always cuts.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He always.
It's a way of saying he destroys the doubt. He destroys
right.
the doubt.
But is it that the wise people always destroy the doubt, or
no? Because it's instrumental. By the correct exposition
mm-hmm.
plural of the wise. Right. Mm-hmm. He always destroys
okay.
his doubt in the Shastra by the correct exposition of the wise. By proper unfoldments of the wise, by the correct expositions of the wise. That's how he does it. He always goes to the wise people to destroy his doubts.
Okay.
The sada is adverbial, so it's going to go to chinati.
Okay.
He always destroys his doubt by, you know, by means of, is the idea.
Okay.
Okay. Mary, see that part?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Chaitayati is from the Chit,
mm-hmm.
and it's present third singular, Parasmai Pada, and again, that's it's tenth gana, this one.
Right, so you've got a seventh and a tenth of
right.
Chit, it means the same thing.
So cuts or divides, or destroys, is that?
Well, that's only, that it means to cut or divide.
Okay.
You can
and
use destroy if you want to. You're going a little bit away from the meaning.
Okay.
That's the idea. But just use he cuts.
Okay. And then we have Asidharabhihi. It's feminine instrumental plural, by, with, or through the edge of a sword.
And since it's plural, it'd be by the edges of
the sword,
of
right.
his sword. You could say by the edges of his sword.
By the edges of his sword. Okay. And then we have, is this from Vidvas again?
No, that's why he's giving this Vidusha and
yeah.
Vidvisha.
Okay.
Vidvish means enemy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I know we've had that word before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're similar, right? So that's why exactly why he's doing this.
Okay, so this is genitive plural also.
Mm-hmm.
And then mastakam is the head,
mm-hmm.
accusative, and then cha and he.
Uh-huh.
So then
there's the subject pronoun.
Mm-hmm. So he cuts off the head of enemies.
And you can say of his enemies, because they won't say that, they won't put the his
okay.
in Sanskrit, but we would, you know.
He cuts off the head of his enemies with the edges of his sword.
Uh-huh.
Why did they say edges? Why did they use
asidharabhihi
instead of, you know, like instrumental singular? Why didn't they use the singular instead?
Well, maybe because it's more than one enemy.
It says edges of a sword.
Yeah.
Okay, I got edges on that sword.
Well, I was thinking, I bet if we look it up in this dictionary, you can extend the meaning by kind of like the swipes of the sword.
Mm-hmm. And it's supposed to be an analogy to cutting off down in the shots.
Yeah. And he cuts off the head, right? Doubt and samshaya and head are in the singular,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's of enemies, right?
Mm-hmm.
So plural. Each enemy has only one head.
Mm-hmm.
But since there's more than one enemy, it's going to be more than one time that he's doing it with the asidara, right?
So, oh, I see.
You see what I mean?
I see.
Each time, it's with the edge of his sword, he cuts off the head.
Wow.
Okay. So with the edges of his sword, each time.
Yeah.
You could say with a swish of his sword or something.
Mm-hmm. Should I read it?
Yeah.
Chinnati Sanshayam Shastri.
Shanati Samshayam Shastri
Vidusham Sukti Bhisada
Vidusham Sukti Bhisada
Chedayati Asithara Chedayati Asithara Bhihi
Chedayati Asithara Bhihi
Vidusham Mastakam Chasaha
Vidusham Mastakam Chasaha.
Mano, no dvijeta tasya dadatostham hanirsham. Udvinakti tu sansarat atarat tatva vedinah. So that's manah for mind, non-negative singular. Then Nodvijeta is Na Udvijeta, which is Udvijeta, what did I hand it out? As a Udvij, from Udvij, which is sixth Atmanepada, to have it as a potential third person singular. So, may you, and that means to be afflicted or to be grieved. May you not be.
Or agitated or afflicted, yeah.
Oh, I see. So may you not be agitated.
But you know, with the a lot of times with the potential, it's just a statement of strength, almost like a law. So here it would be the mind, manaha is the knowledge of, right? The mind is not afflicted.
Okay.
As a law, like,
okay.
Right?
Okay. So the mind is not afflicted. Tatsya is a genitive for his mind, I guess. His mind is not afflicted.
Well, you could say it is going to be his mind, but it's tasya dadatoho. So you can
actually,
okay. Yeah.
So then dadatoho, this is dadataha artham. What do I have? Aharnisham. So dadataha is from dadat. It's either the genitive or the ablative or nominative plural of dadat, which is the present active participle of da, which is to give.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, and then artham is just nominative, is accusative singular of wealth.
Mm-hmm.
And then aharnisham is adverbial, it means day and night.
Mm-hmm. Artham can be wealth, security, meaning, purpose, and has so many, so you have to take it in the context. For yours, are you missing an avagraha there? Does it say dadatortam?
Yeah, so I said dadataha.
Yeah, that's right. It's dadataha artam. And why he's showing you this is that sometimes in older texts, they leave out the avagraha.
Oh, okay.
Right? Because it should be
dadataha artam. I was wondering, I was thinking it was dadataha. What in the world is that?
Oh, and now I didn't even think of it. Okay. Right.
The avagraha is in almost all more current texts in the type setting, there's an avagraha, but sometimes there isn't.
Okay.
Yes.
What did you say, aharnisham?
It's
a
day and night.
Oh, that's
right. Adverb, yeah. So what does the top that sentence mean?
So that means, I haven't done the meanings actually, if I can figure out. So, his mind is not agitated by the donation of wealth day and night.
No.
Okay, no, because I can't be by though, because it's not instrumental. Okay.
Where is dadataha?
Dadataha is is the giving, present active. So
case.
Oh right, I have to figure that out. I didn't know that I had these options. Okay, wait. It can be either genitive or ablative or nominative plural like that.
That's right.
And it cannot be the nominative plural, I think, because the artham is in singular. Maybe?
Well, are you taking artham as the subject? What case did you put artham in?
Yeah. I put it as, actually I didn't look up whether it's a neuter or...
I think it's actually masculine, but...
So then it would be the accusative singular.
Mm-hmm.
It couldn't be the nominative. So, dadataha artham would be the giving, it couldn't be the giving of wealth.
Tasya dadataha.
Take
dadataha as adjectival to tasya of him.
The wealth of?
No.
Tasya dadataha would be his giving?
I think
so then genitive singular?
Well, first you said like this. The mind does not tremble, or the mind is not afflicted. His mind is not afflicted, right? That's what you said.
Mm-hmm.
So you took Tatsya to go with Manaha.
Right.
His mind is not afflicted.
Right.
The mind is not afflicted of him or of the one who is giving.
Let me see.
Right? of Pratasya, of the one, or in, it's hard in English because we don't talk like this. Of him who is giving.
So then Dharata, the case for Dharata would be is giving would be Janaka.
Yeah. In English we'd say the mind is not afflicted of the one for the one who gives artam day and night, for the one who is always giving artam,
yeah,
his mind is not afflicted.
Okay, so tatsya dadataha would be of I'm not sure I see how tatsya dadataha go together.
Well, because they're both genitive,
uh-huh,
and they're both referring to a person. And so with the passive, with the active participle, right,
mm-hmm,
or what I call the present participle,
mm-hmm,
that always has to or should accompany some other verb. It's not going to be the main verb in the sentence. So for a present participle, won't act as the main verb in the sentence. It's going to be adjectival, and it would normally show simultaneous action,
mm-hmm,
with the main verb in the sentence. So the main verb is what?
Udvijeta.
Yeah, no, udvijeta.
Yeah.
Okay. And then this is the present participle. So the udvijeta, manaha, na udvijeta.
Right.
Okay. That tasya manaha udvijeta. His mind doesn't tremble or is not agitated.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or afflicted. His mind is not afflicted. Whose mind? His mind is not afflicted. So we would have to say in English, the mind is not afflicted of him, of the one who gives, right?
Okay.
Of the one who gives wealth, artha, security day and night.
Okay.
Of
the one
who's
giving wealth day and night, right?
Now, is there any other way we can take it? I have to double check that artha is
I think she makes sense with dadataha, right? Beginning.
Yeah, purusharta is masculine, so artha, I believe artha is masculine. I should be looking at anything up in this little thing. Meaning masculine, meaning true sense, object of desire. Of course, there's many, but it's masculine. Since it's masculine, it has to be accusative, right?
Right. It couldn't be nominative.
Couldn't be nominative, right? So, in that, when that being the case, I don't see any other meaning.
Right. That makes sense. Should we do the second?
Yeah. Because manas could be nominative or accusative. It's neuter, right?
Mm-hmm.
But artem can't be. It's got to be accusative. So I just don't see any other way to take this.
Udvinasti tu. Udvinasti I got from Vij, which is seventh part of the with Ud.
It's the same as the Udvijeta, right?
Oh,
well, same root except different.
Right.
Yeah. Different
right.
Kind of, this is seven.
Oh, seven. I didn't even get that. I think
yeah.
I was wrong there. Because
Udvij is six. The Udvij is six potential.
Right.
But here you've got the same Udvij, but it's seventh paras mind for that.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I thought you were saying they're the same root. So this root is Vij and the other root was Udvij.
No, they're both Udvij, but one's in the six. See, look. Not Udvijeta, and
mm-hmm.
here it's
Udvinasti.
Yeah, but that na is because of the seventh. The root is Udvij.
Okay, I read the root of Vij, which
with Ud.
Ud.
Yeah.
So then it's Udvij. Okay, that's what you mean. Okay.
Yeah, Udvij.
So that's the answer,
mm-hmm.
and that would be present or thing,
mm-hmm.
you know? So it means he trembles.
Mm-hmm.
and enthused bud, but he trembled. Sansarat, asarat, sansarat.
You could actually say, but the mind trembles. I'd say keep the same subject. Take manas, bring manas down.
Okay, but his mind trembles. Who?
But the mind trembles, not his mind.
Sorry.
First, the top one is the mind of him.
Yes.
And now just say, but the mind trembles.
Right.
Okay.
Sansara is abhita singular, sansara. So from sansara. Asara is the antithesis singular of asara, which means useless or
empty of meaning. Sara means to have essence or meaning,
yeah.
You know? Asara means it's just
without,
empty,
yeah.
Without any essence.
Sara is the translation, yeah. Tattva Vedinaha is, what do I have here? Tattva and then Vedinaha. Tattva is the essence of reality or the
truth.
The truth.
Tattva Vedin is one who knows the truth.
So Tattva Vedinaha is the nominative singular.
Right.
But the mind trembles, and then this is the one. Is that nominative? Is that correct? Or is that genitive?
Vedin. It's not going to be nominative same plural because it could be nominative plural, right? But it can't be because there's no because the verb is singular.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that means it has to be.
So then the knower of the truth.
Of the one who knows the truth. So right. you can keep the tatya in the sense. The first one is the mind of the one who is giving wealth day and night. Dharmi means he's a dharmi. Giving wealth, giving security day and night. That person.
So this is actually genitive, the Tattva Vedinaha?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, I said the wrong thing. That's why I was confused. Okay, so then off the Tattva Vedinaha, but the mind trembles at the top.
But the mind of the Tattva Vedin.
It trembles. From the uselessness of samsara.
One's not afraid. The first one's not afraid. He's always giving day and night. He's giving wealth. But he's not afraid. But the Tattva Veda, but the mind of the Tattva Vid does tremble.
From
the meaningless of, because
the meaninglessness of
he's afraid of the meaninglessness of samsara. So what the Petrovid sees is it doesn't make any difference what you gain or what you give because there's no essence there at all. Whereas the other one, at least that's how I'm taking it, his mind isn't quaking.
So is it trying to say that his mind doesn't quake from giving stuff away, but it does worry because of the use, it does quake from the uselessness of samsara, because you realize.
I think that's the idea, yeah.
So the mind, the word mind, manaha,
yeah.
is implied again in the second sentence then, right? I mean, that's the tattva vedinaha. We're assuming that the mind, like manaha is repeated, it's implied in the second sentence.
Yeah, definitely. Now I'm sorry, I was having trouble really understanding the meaning. Now I'm getting a little differently. Same grammar, but see, his mind doesn't tremble, and this person, it doesn't worry at all, even though day and night he's giving away everything.
Right.
That doesn't make him tremble at all, you know? But his mind, and now say if you should take the whole, in both instances they're Tattva Vedins.
Right.
But his mind does tremble from the samsara. When you talk about your fear or any type of fear, that the object of fear goes in the fifth case.
Mm-hmm.
So here the object of fear is samsara, which is meaningless. So we wouldn't actually literally translate the fifth case. It's as from or something like that. You just have to know that the object of fear is always put into this case. So his mind doesn't tremble at all from day and night giving away everything. But his mind does tremble, you know, because from the samsara, which is absolutely empty.
Mm-hmm. So then, in a way, Sattva Vinaha is the subject involved in the entire...
Well, that's what I'm thinking, because I'm... If you take it as relating to one person,
right,
so then, that makes sense, right?
So the manaha in the first two sentences is also the mind of the Sattva Vinaha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But Tatsa
Vedi Naha
is generous
and generous. Yeah, and we'll go with Tatsya and Devataha. So the Tatsa Vedi, right? The mind of the Tatsa Vedi in the second sentence.
Sorry, I misspoke. That's what you're asking.
No, it's, I just wanted to clarify.
Right.
It's genitive.
Yes, genitive, yeah.
Okay.
Tatsya, Devataha, Tatsa Vedi Naha are all genitive. The question is whether or not they're talking about one person, and I'm starting to believe that they are.
It makes sense, right?
Yes, because he's a total sannyasi. He has no, doesn't own anything at all.
Yeah.
That's a problem for him, giving away everything.
Right.
But he does tremble from samsara, which is meaningless.
Mm-hmm.
Why does he tremble from that if he's a Tatsa Vedi? That's what I don't understand. Anyway, it should say, you know what I mean?
Right. Well, like, maybe he's a Mumushu, maybe
a Yeah. A Tatsa Vedi to be.
Yeah, right. In progress.
Yeah, in progress. Anyway, that's. I think we've got the grammar correct and the general meaning.
So we could. Yeah.
What?
Okay, so it's an IM because that's...
Yeah, it's verbatim.
They did.
Yeah, that's right.
Like a Vastavedin. Right.
Did you read this already?
No.
That's true.
Manor-nod-vijeta.
Manor-nod-vijeta.
Tasya dadadortam aharnisham.
Tasya dadadortam aharnisham.
Sorry.
Aharnisham.
Udvinakti tu sansarat.
Udvinakti tu sansarat.
Asarat tattva vedinaha.
Asarat tattva
vedinaha.
Good.
Pradum naya cha kechana. Nod jute kopi dharmaya sarva pitre tahetave. So yunte kopi dharmaya sarva abhipreta. Oh no, I don't even, never mind. Can I leave it? Can I get through it enough or should I try it again?
No, let's just go.
Okay.
Sarva abhipreta hetave.
Sarva abhipreta hetave?
Yes.
Okay. Kechit, nolens of singular for... Some or a?
Plural.
Okay,
no, it's plural. K.
Oh, okay.
Kahakau K.
Okay. Dumnaya is the dative for wealth.
Dumnaya.
D-Y,
right.
Dumnaya.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then Tavanti. Tavanti. Is present third person plural, parents my da. Is that da?
Dav, to run.
Dav, okay.
Dav, to run.
Okay. And Dium Naya is data, what's the standard there?
Dium?
Dium Naya is data for?
No, it's Jumna.
Jumna is well?
Yeah, well.
I couldn't find the
song. It's in here.
Oh, my bad.
It is here.
It's
under D. I found it myself. Yeah, page 87, fourth one down in the second column. Jumna.
Okay.
And then Pradyumna. Pradyumna is a little
part of... Page 87, fourth one down, second one.
Fifth one down.
Now, what did you say about Pradyumna?
Pradyumna, it means God of love.
Oh.
Not that I knew that before. I've never heard this word before.
And that's on the list, but too?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, some pages.
Yeah, that's another five. It's like,
some,
you know, prefix.
That's what I thought, too. And I actually thought he was trying to teach us something because of Dumna. Pradyumna, and I thought, oh,
he is teaching that. He's teaching you something. Jimna and Jimna, but it just has that prefix, but it means something different.
Okay. So we have they run for Tom.
Some run. Some people run. Yeah, some run.
Some people run for wealth or run to wealth.
Yeah, they run towards wealth.
And then we have Pradyumnaya, which is the dative for God of love.
Mm-hmm.
And Cha. And then Kechana. And Kechana is the dual.
No, plural.
It is plural?
K. Kahakau K. Pronouns decline a little bit differently.
I had some sort of a other word I was using, so it's not correct what I was saying.
Oh, you're doing it in the neuter.
Okay.
Kahakau K. Kahani. But this is masculine.
Okay.
In the masculine, the nominative plural is A, like Sarvaha, Sarvau, Sarve. Instead of Sarvaha, Sarvau, Sarvaha, mm-hmm. It's Sarve.
Yeah.
So you have to remember pronouns, so there's a little difference.
Okay. So, and this means some also, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I think that's the end of that first part?
Yeah.
So I think it says... some run towards wealth,
mm-hmm.
and some run towards the God of wealth, or God of love.
Or just love, towards love.
Love.
But,
okay.
Yeah.
Alright, and the next one is Nojunte, which is that Na-Ujunte?
Na-Ujunte.
Ujunte. And was that the verb that Kiki already did?
What do you think the root would be of when you say ujute? What do you think the root ujute? Is?
Ujute? Yeah, maybe ujute.
Ujute, good.
Okay.
That's good.
And that was a verb that we already did. Sorry, my mind...
It means to make effort, to exert.
Okay.
I don't think it is the same word.
Okay.
It's not.
And it is seventh guna, right?
Yeah.
Okay, make effort. And it's in the present third person singular of the napada.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No,
he or she makes effort.
Not with Jesus.
Does not make effort. Okay. And then Kofi is anyone. And Dharmaya is the dative for Dharma, law, or right action. And
it's not actually anyone, it's someone.
Oh, it is
like a person. But there's a little teaching exercise here. When you negate an indefinite pronoun,
mm-hmm.
it makes it into an absolute. So if you were to say without the negative, it would be someone or some one person, somebody. But if you negate it, it means no one. So if you negate an indefinite particle, right?
Okay.
It makes it an absolute. So you have to memorize that.
So
no one, Nikoti.
So that means no one.
Yeah, no
okay,
one.
So the na goes with uh-huh. that one. Okay.
The kopi, is that just kopi for anywhere? Kaha-api.
Kaha-api. Now, kopi. He's another little teaching thing here. Notice he's got kechit, kechana.
Uh-huh.
It also could be kp. But this is in the singular. He wants to show you that chit, chana, and api, when added on to a form of ka, form an indefinite mm-hmm. pronoun. Right, so he's given all three here. He's giving two plurals, kechit and kechana.
Mm.
Right, it could as well be kaschit and kaschana. Mm. Right, mm. and kopi. So you have to remember chidchana api. And then he also gives you this example of negating an indefinite to make an absolute. So no one strives for dharma, right?
Mm-hmm.
strive means to exert, make effort, try for, you know. So that strive is a good word. No one strives, dharmaya.
Okay. And then we have sarva.
Sarva.
Which is, oh, it's just sarva?
Sarva, abhipreta, hetave.
It's not long off for sarva?
No, because it's a compound, right? So it's sarva,
okay.
Abhipreta.
Got it.
Yeah.
And abhipreta is, means intended or implied?
Meant for.
Meant for.
In this case.
It's meant for all.
How do they use abhipreta? This must be translated.
They said it's a PPP in the
last thing. It is an abhipp, but this is a compound. I want to see how they translate it. Sarva abhipreta hetu, the cause of all desired objects.
That was in the grammar.
Oh my God, really? It's not meant for the benefit.
Hetu means cause.
Yeah.
The cause, which is abhipreta. Oh, they must take this from abhipri. I'm thinking of abhipriya, but abhipri would be desires. Abhi with pra, e with abhi and pra, desire. We're used to, this is it. Abhipreta, that which is intended, that which is aimed for, that which is meant. We use that all the time in Vedanta, but it means also that which is desired.
Okay.
So the cause of that which is desired by everyone.
This is in this
page 88. Second column, second one down.
I didn't even
look
there.
Yeah.
I was just writing it down trying to figure out.
Well, you know, most of the compounds, because he hasn't taught compounds yet,
yeah.
He sticks them in there.
Yeah.
And so dharma, what he's saying is dharma is the very reason. You know, it's punya and papa. What allows you really to get something that you want is punya. What allows you to not get something that you want is papa. So no one strives for the real cause of the real reason for being able to get wealth or get, you know, love, which is all punya. Nobody strives for dharma, which is really the cause for.
But hitve is not related to hit. Which is,
Hetu is in the
yeah, that's why the love.
Data singular. Right from Hetu, like Gudave. Hetave, data singular. So it's adjectival to dharma.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to see that?
Mm-hmm. I thought it was for the benefit of, like, hit, you know? For the benefit.
Actually, I see it. Hitam is
Everybody see this? Pratyumnaya kechana.
Pratyumnaya kechana.
No jyumte kopi dharmaya. Sarva vipreta hetave. Okay.
I think this is just a single sentence, this one. It's by itself.
I was trying to do this last night with Jay, and I fell asleep.
My face is so cold.
I was trying to, we had such a long, busy time in our class that we were both like going to have to do our sentences last night. So I go home last night and I get set up and I fell asleep in my book. And then like this morning I look and you can see the pencil line. No, I gotta put it away because there's these lines. You know, then I wake up and I try and do some more and then it would go another way.
Oh, that's so sad.
Alright. Trinul Dehamatmiyam Swam Plachyam Nadadasi Chait.
Did you say Trinami?
I said, was it Trinami or Trinami? I can't read.
Trinami.
Okay, Trinami.
Trin takes an A.
Oh, it is Trinami.
Yeah, Trinami.
Okay, I thought it was Trinami.
No, there's a special...
Oh, I see.
Special conjugation for
Tri. That's from Tri, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and I got that after person present.
Yeah.
Singular.
Right.
So he killed.
Not third person, me.
Oh.
Tri. Tri plus me.
I right.
Trinami.
I kill.
Yeah.
Why did I say first person? Okay. First person. Me, right. Me, or
yeah.
Me, mama. I kill. Deham Atmiyam. Deham is Deha, the body, and then Atmiyam is Atma.
You just Atmiyam. This my body. The body that belongs to me. My body. I'll kill my body. I'll kill myself.
But Atma, isn't it Atma and Atmiyam?
Atmiyam. Atmiyam is possession. It just means of myself, of mine.
So I actually broke up Atmiyam as Atma and Iyam, like Iyam for Idam.
Oh, no. No, no. Because then it would be Atma, Iyam. Different
right,
thing.
That would be A.
I.
That would be I, right.
It would be A. It would
be
Atmiyam.
That's not that. Atmi is a possessive, right?
Yeah.
You're right. Atmi, and so then, you know, that ending would be what? Deham Atmi?
Just in the accusative singular. That ia ending added on to, like, Atma shows yeah. Possession.
I thought it's the e ending. Deham Atmi is the nominative.
Atmiya.
Got it.
Yeah. It's a study to FX. Mm-hmm. We haven't learned Tadita yet.
I'll kill my body.
You know, when you're using a present tense, you can do immediate future.
I'll kill myself. Oh.
Yeah. That's not a true future. It's where you're using the present with a. It has a slight future implication. I'm going to kill myself. I'm going to kill myself. I'll kill myself. Right.
Okay.
So, right here, I'll kill my body. Yes.
I'll kill my body. Okay. Swam vacham, swam you. Vacham is speech accusative singular from vak. Na dadasi, not dadasi is da from da. And I got what did I get? Second person singular plus makata. You give. Shape. Chief, didn't do chief. Is that the consciousness?
Yes,
chief
in the
carnival. That makes much more sense. Okay. Yes. So I'll kill myself if you don't give me your word.
Actually, that's what you would think it would be. But vacham with da means to address or to speak to. It's idiomatic. So it really means I'll kill my body if you don't speak to me. Mm-hmm. Even though the me isn't, if you don't talk, because it literally means to address somebody. So you don't have to say the me there. I'll kill myself if you don't
talk.
But means talk to me. Okay?
Yeah.
If you don't talk to me, I'll kill myself.
Sounds very Indian.
Would always
say? Yeah, absolutely. Your any Bollywood movie, you know, they're ready to kill themselves.
That's good. I like these little tidbits.
All I wish was blackmail all over the place.
Yeah.
So the word for Atmiyam, Atmium?
Mm-hmm, Atmium.
So the substantive is...
Is Atma, and it's taking this... Atman, yeah.
Atman.
Atman.
Right, okay.
But it's taking this ear apis. They don't have it in here, there's the predator. Maybe they have it somewhere else.
I actually found it somewhere saying Atmia.
Yeah, Aunt Mia, that's right.
Just listed as like the substantive.
Yeah.
I know, but I'm telling you what's
going on. I know, I figured you, I mean, I knew there was something, some kind of ending on it.
Inside story.
But I did find it more like that.
Did you find it here? And then,
I know.
She's like, hey, she can read the stuff. She's like, I think I go search all over the world and it's in here.
Yeah, I think I did find it in that book,
because
I don't see it in the dictionary.
I'm wondering, I'm not finding it in my dictionary, but it might be within the word Atma itself, if I look through there.
Oh, here.
Oh, no, I did find it. It is.
Oh, here it is. Yeah. It gives two forms, Atmakia or Atmia, belonging to oneself, one's own. Right.
Yeah.
But it doesn't...
It's the ia affix.
Yeah. It's a tadita.
We haven't done them.
No, we haven't done them. We haven't done.
That'll be great to like learn those.
Yeah, it is.
Probably.
And also to learn the major crit affixes that form nouns out of verbs.
Mm-hmm. So why do are they using the dasi then? If you don't
because it's a you give speech.
You give speech.
It's idiomatic.
Right.
That's why I said you just have to
right.
to know it.
Hi, Kristen.
Hello.
Yeah. Yep, let me see here. Hold on a second. Okay, can you hear me? No. Can you hear me? You know what, I've got, Dunya may be coming on and she's going to come on to Arsha Kulam, but she's not on yet.
Okay.
And also whether or not we're going to make it to Vedanta Dindima is questionable, but can you just stay on the line? Hey there?
Yeah, I'm here. I can stay on.
Okay, let's see if I can make this a little better. Can you hear me still?
I can.
Okay. All right, let's go on to the next one.
Pida karam abhikranam
amitranam.
Oh, sorry.
Pida karam amitranam.
Pida karam amitranam kartavyam iti.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Tokim iti. Shakrajit.
Shakrajit.
Abravit.
Abravit.
Abravit. Kanga. Krishna.
It's actually Kudga. It looks like a number.
Oh, yeah.
Kudga.
We actually figured that out.
Kudga.
Kudga. Krishna. Krishtaha cha tasya mur dan achinat.
Hang on a second. Hi, Dania. Can you hear? Kristen? Can you get on the Arsha Kulam?
Okay.
Thanks.
I can't wait for tomorrow to have chai and treats.
Me too.
Oh,
that's what I want.
Oh, you're bad. It's okay. Totally okay. Please.
I decided to sleep. I was like, I can't.
That is so good that you did that.
That would be so irritable to me.
Keep working.
Take care of yourself.
Dunya?
How often I do it? All the time.
Okay, you should be hearing me now.
Okay, let's go. We've got Dunya and Kristen online, so I want to do some Dindima if we can.
Okay.
so that was me, right? Oh yeah, I just read. Okay. So, tadakaram, pidakaram, is that which gives pain.
Right.
And it's either nominative or accusative singular. And the next word is ami.
Amitranam.
Amitranam, which is genitive plural for enemy.
Yeah.
And then kartavyam, that comes from krit, but I don't, and it's some kind of verbal word.
it's a potential participle.
Oh, it is, okay.
Just kartavya, right?
Kartavyam.
Mm-hmm. Kartavyam. So may you do?
Causing pain towards it. Causing the pain of one's enemies, a mitra, mitra's friend, a mitra.
Okay. Oh, I see. So yeah. Causing the pain of one's enemies.
Is to be done.
Is to be done. Oh,
that is
the duty. It's a duty, yeah. This is something that's to be done.
Be done. All right.
Hurt your enemies.
Great. And the quote. And then the last word, Shakraji, is that a person's name?
It is. That's okay. The son of Ravana.
Okay.
Right.
So Robin. So he
Robin is a great demon. So Shakrajit
said. Shakrajit said, hurting your enemies is to be done.
Uh huh.
Giving pain to them. Okay.
Yeah.
Abravit is the past third person singular. Parasmai for bru. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Said or answered.
He said. Iti Shakrajit Abravit
right.
Said.
He said. And then we have that's khadga krishtaha,
mm-hmm.
which is nominative singular, and it means it drew his sword.
And he became a khadga krishtaha, one who drew his sword, right?
Oh, okay.
He lifted his sword, and, okay. But it's nominative, so right. It's going with Shakrajit. So
right.
First, he said, you know, hurt your enemies. That's
yes.
What you're supposed to do.
And he drew a sword.
Then the one who drew it with a sword drawn.
With his sword drawn, Tasya, which is
Tasyaha.
Oh, it's Tasyaha. Oh, that's what I missed. That's why it wasn't making sense. So it's nominative plural.
No, genitive plural.
Oh, it's genitive
singular, feminine.
Okay.
Feminine genitive singular.
Genitive singular. Okay. And then we have murdhanam, which is the head, accusative singular. And then achinat is from chit, which is to cut.
Yeah.
And that's past third person singular. So he cut the head. Okay. After he said that, and then he drew his sword, and
her head.
Remove. Yeah, why is it feminine?
Oh, this has got to be a context where Shakrajit killed the woman.
Okay,
right?
And cut off her head.
Yeah. Great.
Nice.
He
was
this,
a demon.
Yeah, he was a demon. So first he said this, you know, you should cause harm, you should hurt your enemies.
Then he
being one who had drawn his sword, chopped off her head. Right? Let's read it.
Khadga krishtaha cha
tasyam murdhanam
achinat.
Good.
Kaman dubhe viprakarsha alakshneem kirtim sute dushkritam yahinasti. Let me do that first. So Kaman Dugde is the Dugde is jewel for it. Dugde is milk. So this seems to be milk.
No, Dugde comes from du to milk.
And to milk.
Yeah. And Dugde
I see.
Is the second or third person singular. of dew to milk. Second Gana.
Wonderful. Yeah. So to milk, second or third singular.
Mm-hmm.
So he melts, let's say. So he melts.
It's going to be Yah, so it's going to be she. Daughter. She, because Yah, right? Mm-hmm. We're going to be feminine here. The one who, Yah, the one who.
The one who milks the milk off. So it's not the milk of desire or something like that.
Who melts the desired objects.
Mm.
From the Kama Danu is the cow. And from the Kama Danu, you can milk all desired objects. So it's a slang. I mean, it goes back to a myth.
Mm.
So she milks the desires. Kamas are desired and desired objects. Depends on the context.
Then the next one is Vipra Karshati, which is Vipra is Brahman, and then Karshati is from Krish, which is first Atmanepada. So Karshati is the first is to drag away or to tear away.
Yeah, to take away, right?
To take away. So take, and then Alakshmim is from Alakshmi, which is bad luck.
Mm-hmm.
And Alakshmim is accusative singular of that.
Yeah.
Then Kirtan is from Kirti, which is fame or glory, and that's accusative singular.
Mm-hmm.
Sute is the locative singular of Suta, which is a PTP from to be, which means to be produced or to born.
Actually, it's Su plus Te. Su means she increases, she expands one's fame. Su is a root, verbal root.
So this is not locative singular at all?
No, it's a verb. It's a verb, Atmanepada.
And Su means that to make
Su,
to increase.
To impel, to push forward.
And Te, Sato Te.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so third person plural. For next.
To produce, right?
Nominative.
Be second, it can be second Gana Sute, second Atmanepada, to give birth to. I mean, she produces.
Okay.
She produces fame. She melts all the desires. She removes the Alakshmi, reduces the Alakshmi. She gives rise to fame. And
Yahinasti Dushkritam. And so Dushkritam is the wickedness.
Papa,
accused of plural of that. Mm. And then Hinati is from himself, seventh parent Maipada, which means, and so that would be the third person singular, she.
Mm.
She destroys wickedness.
Tam,
Chapke Tam. Tam is from, it's accused of singular of Tad.
Feminine accusative singular Tam.
So anyway, Sha Api and also Masaram is accusative singular Masri.
You know, you've got that Tam Atam there.
Mm.
Means that this, that person that we've just been talking about is this. In Sanskrit, they'll just say Tam Atam.
Mm-hmm.
Means that one that we've been talking about now is this Mataram Atam Masaram.
So that person is this mother. Mangalanam is from Mangala of welfare or prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
Dhenum is from Dhenum, the Samaritan cow.
Mm-hmm. The cow of all.
The cow of everything auspicious.
Yeah.
Dhiraha, nominative plural of Dhira, which is brave or bold.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sunritam is nominative plural of Sunrita, to be pleasant or agreeable.
Mm-hmm.
Vachamahuhu, I think it's Vacham
Ahuhu.
Vacham is speech, and Ahuhu I think is to evoke or something.
That means what they say, and it's, remember we had that, was that under Brew, and it's that partial corrupt form, where it only has five different declensions, and Ahuhu is in the nominative plural, I mean in the third person plural. So the Dirahas say, say sweet words, and this Ahu along with Bru to speak have a double accusative. So they speak sweetly. They say sweet words, right? To that mother, who is the cow, who is the comet, who is the cow of everything auspicious, means gives birth to everything auspicious. And even the Dirahas, they speak sweetly, sweet words to that mother who is the cow of everything auspicious. Mm-hmm. You see the double accusative? Vacham and Mataram?
Yeah.
They speak words to her, to the mother. What kind of words they speak? Sweet words to the cow of all auspiciousness. This mother who is the cow of all auspiciousness.
And what did the first part mean? Can you just say that over?
They're talking, they're defining who she is. The one who melts desires, the one who reduces a Lakshmi in misfortune, the one who to produces fame, right, gives birth to fame for you is the idea, the one who destroys Papa, so that's called Ya.
Mm.
Then you go to the next line, the Tam, right? These Dhiras, the Dhiras, speak pleasant words, sweet words to her, to that mother who is the cow of everything auspicious, who milks the desires. They speak sweet words to that mother who does all these things in the first line.
And then what, in the first line, where does the big Prakashati come in?
To the Alakshmi. So you've got Dugde goes to Kaman, the Prakashati means to reduce the Alakshmi. So she melts the desire, she reduces the misfortune, she produces fame, she destroys Papa. So that one who does all of these things, the Dhiras, they speak sweetly, sweet words to her, right? To this mother, who is the cow of everything auspicious. You see?
Mm-hmm.
What's raised?
Kaman dukte.
Kaman dukte.
Viprakashati alakshmi.
Viprakashati alakshmi.
Kirtim sute.
Kirtim sute.
Dushkritam yahinasti.
Dushkritam yahinasti.
Tan shakyetam.
Tan shakyetam.
Mataram mangalanam.
Mataram mangalanam.
Dhenam dhiraha.
Dhenam dhiraha.
Sumritam vachamahuhu.
Sumritam vachamahuhu. Okay, good.